In a special meeting Tuesday evening, Wrangell's Borough Assembly voted to approve a resolution for a special election to be held in June on the question of whether to recall 8 of 9 members who comprise the city-owned hospital's board of directors. From Wrangell, KSTK's Charlotte Duran has the story.
This week's special meeting comes after the Borough Assembly's 3-2 vote approving the resolution for a special election was retracted last week due to a lack of votes. According to municipal code, an affirmative vote of 4 members of the Assembly is required for adoption of a resolution. Regrouping this week, all Assembly members were present for the special meeting. City Attorney Bob Blasco reaffirmed the purpose of the Assembly's vote, saying it's not a vote on whether the resolution for a special election for recall is right or wrong, but rather allowing the borough clerk to go forward with the scheduling of the election. On April 9th, Borough Clerk Christy Jamison certified that the petitions for the recall of 8 hospital board members were sufficient to go forward to the Assembly in the form of a resolution for a special election. Blasco says in the scenario that the Assembly voted to not approve the resolution and did not allow scheduling for a special election, any interested citizen could institute legal action for their right to vote. However, Assemblyman Don McConaughey voted against the resolution, stating that he believes a special election for a recall could mean a loss of funding for the new hospital project.
I sincerely hope that I am wrong, but I honestly feel that we will lose the funding for the new hospital. Funding entities talk to each other and are acutely aware of the conditions that exist within the towns they are considering for funding. Common sense tells me that $30 million, if I had $30 million, would I give it to somebody who is fighting or somebody who is cooperating?
Also voting against the resolution was Assemblymember Pam McCloskey and Wilma Stokes. Assemblyman Bill Privett voted in favor of the resolution. He says the petitioners of the recall have followed the rules of Wrangell's Municipal Code and says it's not up to the Assembly to decide whether the public can or cannot vote.
These citizens, right or wrong or indifferent, have chosen to do what they have done. And this is the recourse that is set up in our Municipal Code and ordinances for them to follow. And they have done that. And I personally see that we have no choice but to allow that process to go through, period.
The Borough Assembly voted 4-3 approving a special election to be held June 19th. The election will be on whether to recall 8 hospital board members who sit on Wrangell Medical Center's board of directors. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.
Under the terms of the nearly $25 million loan agreement, the USDA requires stable management at the hospital. State Director of USDA Rural Development Jim Nordland says a recall of the hospital's board is a concern. He says if that happens, USDA will be looking at changing their loan from a revenue bond to that of a general obligation bond. This would require a vote of the public on whether they would be willing to take on the debt of the hospital if the loan was not paid off from hospital revenue. In early June, USDA will be reviewing their loan agreement. Nordland says they will wait until after the recall election to decide on terms of the new agreement.